This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. If you're a Vermont history buff, you may have heard of Matthew Lyon, but you're forgiven if you haven't. The Irish-born printer, farmer, and American politician fought in the Revolutionary War with the Green Mountain Boys. He was among the founders of Fairhaven and was elected to serve in the Vermont State House and later the U.S. Congress. Legend has it he sold one of his printing presses to the founders of the Rutland Herald. In 1798, Lyon was found guilty of violating the Alien and Sedition Acts and did time in prison. He went on to have the dubious distinction of being the only member of Congress reelected from his jail cell. This last kernel of history stuck out to Burlington singer-songwriter John Daly, who, after doing research on Lyon, felt compelled to write not only a song about him, but a full-length musical. John Daly spoke with VPR's Nina Keck about the historical figure that so captivated him and the new musical he's writing that pays tribute.
From your research, what kind of a man was Matthew Lyon, and what intrigued you so much about him?
I would have to say he was defiant. He had a little bit of the Irish helmet, a little stubborn. I'm a songwriter, and so I just stumbled onto the cadence, and I asked myself, where is the jail cell of Matthew Lyon? Turns out it was in Vergennes, but you can't see the building. There's no marker, and I just had to know what was the story behind this guy. And I got a bunch of books and got overloaded pretty quickly.
And what brought Matthew Lyon from Ireland, where he was born, to the United States and eventually to Vermont?
There's a lot of historical contention about his early life. I had to choose the arc that I felt was most emotionally accessible. But certainly he was educated and knew how to work a printing press in the old world. But it is entirely possible that Matthew Lyon witnessed his father's murder at the hands of the King of England as a young boy. And so that set for him a character trait of not being able to stomach abuse of power or consolidated power.
What did Matthew Lyon do that put him in jail?
Oh, so he was a little bit set up. He responded to a letter to the editor, and he said some things that upset Adams. And if you don't mind, I'll just read you his speech. So he was an Irish immigrant, and he had an Irish accent. So please forgive me. This is not the best accent, but the flow is so much better. So this is July 31st, 1798, for which he's charged for sedition.
As to the executive, when I shall see the efforts of that power, bent on the promotion of the comfort, the happiness, and the accommodation of the people, that executive shall have my zealous and uniform support. But whenever I shall, on the part of the executive, see every consideration of the public welfare swallowed up in a continual grasp for power, in an unbound thirst for ridiculous pomp, foolish adulation, or selfish avarice, when I shall behold men of real merit daily turned out of office for no other cause but independency of spirit, when I shall see men of firmness, merit, years, abilities, and experience discarded in their application for office for fear that they possess that independence, and men of meanness preferred for the ease with which they take up and advocate opinions, the consequence of which they know little of, when I shall see the sacred name of religion employed as a state engine to make mankind hate and persecute one another, I shall not be their humble advocate.
So how did you go from being moved by this man's words to deciding to put his life to music?
I'm a songwriter, and that's how I share what I'm feeling. And it's unacceptable to me. It's still unacceptable that, like, a school child can't tell me that speech. Why is that not in granite somewhere? And I mean, I had no other way of sharing it. And when I wrote it, I thought it was like a song, you know, going to be not something people would want to hear in the bar. So I asked my friend Greg to help with this funny little project, and it unfolded much larger.
I want to play a part of one of the songs you've written for this project. It's called Ivory Tower. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
This is in Act Two, and at this point, Lyon is in prison, and three things happen to him while he's in jail. First, he's a broken man, and we kick him while he's down because this is theater. Second, he is defiant, and third, he has a vision. And so this is Ivory Tower is defiance.
No one gives a damn for you. Attack the immigrants.
maggots. They don't know my God. What have we become?
That's John Daly singing his song Ivory Tower. John, the Broadway sensation Hamilton has certainly shown that today's theater goers have a taste for U.S. history and the Founding Fathers. Is that what you envision your musical being as a storytelling device to make Matthew Lyon more accessible?
Yeah, I mean, it is a pop colonial, and to a degree it exists in the coattails of Hamilton because no one would even let you finish the sentence, I wrote a musical that's a pop colonial without Hamilton. Actually, Lyon and Hamilton agreed on very little except to tax the nails. Because after the Revolutionary War, England was flooding us with nails to try to keep our foundries from getting up to size and temperature. That was pretty much it that Hamilton and Lyon agreed on.
Where in the process are you with this musical?
Well, everything's written. And my orchestrator, Greg Goldman, in St. Louis is working to put in all the instrumentation, and I'm working in a studio up here in Waitsfield, Sugar House Studios, where I've been putting in my vocals. And I could play for a producer or a director the whole arc, but we're moving at Greg's pace. He's still in his creative process, putting in whatever suits him. And I just – like the song you just heard, every instrument's Greg. Everything you hear except my voice is Greg. And I just love his work. So I couldn't be happier with the results.
How do Matthew Lyon's actions and the adventures, it sounds like he had a very full life, how do they pertain to what's going on now in our country?
Well, he was imprisoned for violating the Alien Sedition Act, and that had given President Adams the right to bar immigrants, the right to kick out immigrants. And if you publish against the president, you go to jail. And we're looking at that. And, you know, you repeat your history when you don't know your story. We're here because of a symptom. This is a symptom we're seeing. We forgot our story, so we're back here again.
For Vermont school kids that may not have heard about this figure that you find so fascinating, what's one main thing that you'd like them to know about Matthew Lyon?
Oof. That he did all this as a very young man. And you have got to fight for democracy.
And you feel like he did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what happened to him?
He left Vermont after casting the tie-breaking vote, giving us President Jefferson. He left Vermont and founded Eddyville, Kentucky, and later became penniless when he tried to build a bunch of ships for the War of 1812 without really securing a government contract, and all the ships were lost in storms. So I think he went to Arkansas at one point and passed away there and was later reinterned in Eddyville, Kentucky, where there's a state marker.
When might audiences be able to see a performance of your finished project? Any idea?
I don't know. I need a producer. I need a director. I need the whole drama entourage, the dramaturage. I want to see it. I need to see it. I can tell you every gesture, every facial expression of every character. I need a director to get the vision so someone else can be kept up at night by it. We wouldn't have the country as you know it without Matthew Lyon, and we're back again because we don't know his name.
John Daly is a Burlington-based singer and songwriter. He joined us today to talk about the musical he's developing called Spittin' Lyon. John, thank you.
Thank you.
And he spoke with VPR's Nina Keck. You can learn a lot more about John's plan for his show at his website, Spittin' Lyon. That's SPITNLYON.com.